Today, Pentagon lawyers said Saddam Hussein is an enemy prisoner of war. The deposed Iraqi president has been held and interrogated by the U.S. since his capture by American soldiers on December 13th. The Department of Defense insists POW status does not change the conditions under which Hussein is being held. The Red Cross, meantime, says it hopes to visit Saddam Hussein in the near future. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Since soldiers of the 4th Infantry Division pulled Saddam Hussein out of his now infamous spider hole, the dictator has been held at an undisclosed location and with an undetermined status. The U.S. said he was being treated under the Geneva Convention rules, but he was not listed as a prisoner of war. The International Committee of the Red Cross today said it was encouraged by the change. Prisoner of war status accords Saddam all the rights under the 3rd Geneva Convention, which guarantees humane treatment while in detention. Christophe Giraud is head of the ICRC's mission in North America.
We have not yet seen him, so I cannot say whether it will change or not change, but I mean, the 3rd Geneva Convention definitely sets the standards by which he has to be detained and treated. The right to have an ICRC delegate visiting them, the right to have a bed and food and so on and so on. It deals with every aspect of detention.
Geneva Convention POW rules also allow prisoners to write to family members through the Red Cross, although the military can censor any communications. A Pentagon spokesman said today's decision was made because Saddam was clearly the leader of the old regime's military forces. Robert Goldman, a professor of international law at American University, says the move was expected, but that the Pentagon delayed the decision to study its options. The detainees at Guantanamo Bay, most of whom were picked up in the U.S. war on terrorism in Afghanistan, are being held indefinitely as enemy combatants without formal charges. Goldman says unlike those cases, the U.S. had little choice with Saddam other than to declare him a prisoner of the Iraq War.
The administration did differentiate this armed conflict, even though they've cast it for political reasons, increasingly so as part of the war on terror, but nonetheless made very clear that this was a different kettle of fish, whereas they try to say the Taliban were essentially a de facto rogue regime in a failed state. Here the United States went to war against another state, and that we would apply the entirety of the law of war, so this decision would be consistent with that.
The International Red Cross withdrew much of its staff from Iraq after the devastating October bombing of its Baghdad headquarters. The ICRC's Giraud says they now hope to be invited by the U.S. to meet with the deposed dictator.
We expect to see him soon without being able to tell you what soon means. But yes, we are in discussion with the U.S. In Baghdad mainly about accessing Saddam Hussein, and we're confident that we will do it soon, especially since now it has been declared a POW by the U.S.
Red Cross and Pentagon officials, as well as legal experts, said the status change does little to affect the ongoing planning for allowing Iraqis to put the fallen dictator on trial for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and potentially other charges. Meantime, a senior British official who briefed reporters today on condition of anonymity told Reuters that Saddam had given no useful information to CIA interrogators so far. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.